How y'all doing on Over the Hump Wednesday here? I'm Simply Butch, and another edition of Butch on Sports is here to be had for you boys and girls. As always, I like to say thanks for tuning in here. And yes, please tell your friends about Butch on Sports here. Let's go ahead on and move around here around sports news that maybe or maybe not you can get enough of on a Wednesday. Over the hump day, and it's cooling off a little. It was very warm here in southeast Michigan. The heat factor over 100. Oh boy, those snack times are going to be great tonight, ain't they, boys and girls? Well, let's get on with the Tigers here. New catcher Sandy Leon, two RBI performance, handed the Tigers a 4-1 defeat in the series finale at Target Field in Minnesota. Minneapolis, that is. Detroit's offense averaged a league-worst 3.21 runs per game and finished with four hits, all with singles, one walk, and 14 strikeouts among those particular players of the Tigers. Utility player Harold Castro was responsible for three hits, his ninth game of the season where he had as many hits. However, Castro's teammate just couldn't push him across the plate. As usual, the Tigers lose another one, and it doesn't get any better. But we have hope, don't we? Huh, boys and girls? The Tigers this week on Tuesday got rid of a couple of players. Robbie Grossman went from the Tigers to the Atlanta Braves for prospect Chris Angler. We won't see him for a while. And the Tigers have acquired right-handed pitcher Sawyer Gibson Long from the Minnesota Twins in exchange for right-handed pitcher Michael Fulmer. I kind of was leaked off with the Fulmer trade there. I just didn't feel at this point in time the Tigers should give up on him. But maybe, just maybe, Long has something to offer, and we'll see that down the road a piece here. Well, Lou Whitaker, one of the greatest position players ever to wear the old English D with his iconic number one, will be retired at Comerica Park on this Saturday, August the 6th, when the Tigers host the Tampa Bay Rays at 6:10. Limited tickets remain for that particular night's extravaganza, which is presented by Valley Sports Detroit. I had to mention that. In addition to special events for the Tigers fans throughout the week, like tonight was a special dinner at the Motor City for Lou Whitaker, and the Tigers got in town just in time to get off the plane and rush and get some of that meal. Yes, Lou Whitaker will become the eighth Tiger player in Tiger history to have his uniform number retired, joining Charlie Gerringer, Hank Greenberg, Willie Horton, Al Kaline, Hal Newhouser, Alan Trammell, and Jack Morris, the two latest of which their fellow teammate was one of the greatest sports teams in all time, who captured that 1984 World Series championship. And again, the Hall of Fame failed to do their job to put this man in the Hall of Fame. It is a shame. Again, it is a shame that the Hall of Fame works this way. However, something was supposed to be done. And I'm glad the Tigers are doing this now with Lou Whitaker, because he deserves to be a Hall of Famer, regardless of liking it or not. And if the Hall of Fame don't recognize us, we fans in Detroit will do so this Saturday. I was waiting for this a couple years back, but couple years late is better than no years at all. Lou Whitaker will get his just due in Detroit, as fans will be able to cheer him on this upcoming Saturday. And I remind you, boys and girls, being that the game starts at 6:10, gates will be open a wee bit earlier, okay? So yours truly will probably be getting down there a little way earlier than not, because probably the official send off for Lou Whitaker and all, it'll probably start around about 5:15, okay? Give or take a couple minutes there. You can kind of bet on that there. Well, the trade deadline for Major League Baseball was grand, as Juan Soto and Josh Bell of the Washington Nationals got the goody-two-shoe and went to San Diego. I know the Dodgers and the Giants are very happy of that. Ain't they, boys and girls? A package includes left-handed pitcher Mackenzie Gore, outfielder Robert Hassel III, shortstop C.J. Abrams, outfielder James Wood, and right-handed pitcher Jalen Suzana. And one more player that might be added into the deal, which will be added in. I know the biggest pitcher was the first baseman for San Diego. His name dropped off my barrel here because I didn't add it on my notes. But he went to Boston, and maybe that deal is done. But, again, I'll continue to check on and find out the additional one more player. Or was that player that got traded from San Diego to Boston was part of the deal in general there. San Diego Padres also made a deal relinquishing Chris Rogers to the Milwaukee Brewers alongside a nice little young player for Josh Hader, and who now is coming to San Diego. And this guy can be dominant when he wants to there. San Diego's going to get some problems here. But, of course, some of those bettors out there saying, this is not enough here. It's not enough at all. Yes, it is. If you did not hear the news, Vince Scully, a legendary broadcaster who spent 67 years as the voice of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers, has passed away. He was 94 years old. The Dodgers announced his death on Tuesday. The cause of death was not identified, by the club. However, Scully, a Bronx native, became a baseball fan at the age of 8 years old in a story there and began broadcasting at Fordham University. He spent 2 years in the Navy. After that, he called football game. And by the way, Fordham has a 50-watt radio station. 50,000-watt radio station. I had to clear that one up here. And I said, this is unbelievable. I know most colleges have maybe 1,000 or maybe 5,000 watts. 50,000 watts at Fordham University. Boy, I wish I'd known that when I was coming up here. However, I was glad to go where I went, from Mount Hood to Portland State, all the way to Henry Ford Community College, to Wayne State. And, yes, I have fun with all of those particulars. We call football games, basketball games. I remember them very well. Used to call football games in college, also for CBS Sports. He called a lot of basketball games, did a lot of golf. He played baseball, even played a game against future President George H.W. Bush, who was on the Yale baseball team. This man done an incredible job in his livelihood of living well and just treating people right. And it was just, I remember when I came across him, I called him Mr. Scully. I don't know what came over me, but I'm a young kid there. I'm glad to meet someone or pass through a person of that fame and fortune. First thing I can only remember is I remember you on the game show called It Takes Two, which he was the host of. Vince turned around and said, well, Butcher, and he read it on, he had to read it on my tag here, you know, my credentials. Please call me Vince. And that was kind of nice there. And anytime I saw him, which was maybe 3 times in my livelihood, I always called him Vince. And he was always very kind and generous. I'm not going to go as far as saying he was the greatest broadcaster of all time. And that's poppycock with the people who want to get the hype going up there, because when you listen to people like Ernie Harwell, Detroit Tigers, Bill Shonley of the Portland Trail Blazers, Chick Hearns of the Los Angeles Lakers, and other great ones, I mean, Prince of Pittsburgh, Harry Carey of St. Louis and Chicago alike. Ooh, man, there's a lot of slew of great broadcasters out there, and I'm not going to sit up there and say he was the greatest of all time. He was one of the greatest there, and he was very enjoyable to look at. He was one of the few announcers that did his games by himself and can tell a story like nobody can there. But he knew when to say something and knew when to shut down and let you absorb the crowd that made you feel that you was a part of the baseball game or you were sitting right in one of the seats. Vin Scully, a great broadcaster, died at the age of 94 years of age. Let's move on with the Detroit Lions and head coach Dan Campbell's training camp in their seventh day. Campbell said today will be a little lighter, which it was, because it was hot as a doggone Dickens out here in this neck of the woods. We've gone a really good 2 days, full pass, so we're going back down a little bit and do more mental work today, jog through some of the plays, and get some full speed in, but it'll be light and crisp. And it was, because they always in shorts and goodies there, but they were working hard, you know. It's like I said, you know, camps are very hard for me to gauge until the game is played and find out what they're going to do with certain players and how they're going to manipulate them. I don't know. Hopefully the Lions have a very good year, which a lot of people are not expecting. The Detroit Pistons announced on Tuesday they re-signed guard Rodney Magruder, the 6'4", 31-year-old out of Kansas State, spent the last 2 years with the Pistons, and is well-respected in the locker room for his veteran presence. And also the Pistons signed Kevin Knox to a deal, I think a 2-year deal, with some options in their course there. Those are the Pistons new. I heard nothing from the Red Wings right now, but that's coming close, because I will get in touch with them tomorrow and find out what's happening. That's the kind of guy I am with my fans. Now, this name, Irgasovic, feeling reborn in the boxing ahead of the dangerous main event battle against Angel Martinez at the next Detroit Brawl, presented by Selena Promotions on Wednesday, August the 10th at the Garden Theater in Midtown Detroit there. That's right next to the Garden Bowl on Woodward Avenue there. The Detroit Brawl also features some light heavyweight battles with Ali Ismailoch in stereo, the main event of African Prince Dizani, Iceland's Ice Bear Christensen, Grand Rapids base prospect Hicks and Pagan, and Detroit's own Devon Smith, plus two more fights included with that there. Tickets on sale for Detroit Brawl can start about $40 and can be purchased by clicking here. You can't click there, but I'll tell you where you can click. Get the notice on this. Here we go. You can call the ticket office by calling area code 313-529-7604. There is a limited number of VIP tickets also available for this particular fight if you want to get with one of those tables up front and have someone bring you your goodies and refreshments and stuff like that there. Ah, boy. Well, the heat is on. And next week, the kids will be back to practicing again. The MHSAA, they brought a very big reminder of the heat management reminder in advance of the 2022 fall practices. Now, with communications across Michigan preparing for the forecast of all the weeks, including the temperatures in the 80s and some places in the low 90s, they felt it was a very good opportunity to tell everyone in the high school brackets and also middle schools who participate as well to provide the annual reminder on training in hot weather, as fall sports teams are beginning to set their practices for next week and competition later this month, as football and high school sports will begin, and volleyball and all the stuff like that there, like cross country. It will not be far. Give it about 2.5 weeks, and they'll be on their way like anything. I just have to tell you, be glad to see that. And again, I always remind you, you know, please support those kids. They could be doing a whole lot of other funky things in the streets that's not notable. Please support them in their matters of doing something good and balancing their academics with sports. Indeed. Okay? All righty now. Finally, if you saw SummerSlam, which I did, and I enjoyed every doggone minute of it, and I gave you a great blow-by-blow of it Sunday, the WWE announced today that following her actions and losing the SummerSlam match, former UFC champion and the baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey, has been suspended and fined. As I told you, the match that she was with Liv Morgan, I don't know, was fixed or the referee didn't see Liv Morgan tapping out. But Ronda Rousey, after the match, got very leaked off and fixed Liv Morgan with a sling of her own. She's now injured. As well as, then this is where Ronda Rousey got suspended. She bailed over a referee and slapped him on down there and put the arm bar on him too. So the WWE had no choice but to suspend her indefinitely and fine her some money. Something's going to come out of that. They'll build a doggone story on that one. Well, that's all of it for Butch on Sports for this particular week. We'll be back with you on Sunday to give you some reasons to listen to sports the way I do. And also, probably some reactions to the ceremony for Lou Whitaker and some other goodies as well. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook here. And also, you can go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Type in SimpliButchToO.podomatic.com. As I battle trying to resent the hiccups, okay? You can also check it out on the Game Sports Show. Podbean.com, and the slew of shows that ensemble has as well. And I think next Monday we'll be back on the air for the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McCaig, and myself. That's from 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400 in Sault Ste. Marie. It'll be happy to get back with the old gang again there. Here, be careful this weekend. A lot's going on. Please be safe if you can. Wear your mask. If you're in question, wear your mask. If you don't know, wear your mask. Keep your hands clean. And be safe, okay? Indoors and out, okay? I'm just saying. And be nice to everybody that you come across here. Hey, have a great beginning and a happy, happy weekend. And check you out on Sunday, or you check me out on Sunday on Butch on Sports.